You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome back to Tessel Podcast. My name is Labiba Tahsin. I am a 9th grader in Mirpur Khan Public School and College. And today we are going to talk about collocations. Well, let's find out what is collocations, right? Well, according to Google, collocations means a pair or group of words that are habitually juxtaposed. Well, so what does that mean? It's really simple. Like, if I say tea, it means tea, but if I have to specify what kind of tea I'm drinking, so I can say that I am drinking strong tea. Well, just like that. Now, we're gonna learn a word and we can also see what type of words we can use before or after that word. Well, so our today's word is account. Yeah, the spelling of this word is A-C-C-O-U-N-T. It's a noun and the pronunciation is account. Well, so first we can say blow by blow account. He gave us a blow-by-blow account of the incident. Well, our next word is comprehensive account. They give a comprehensive account of the trip with pictures of birds, species they found. Our next word, glowing account. She received a glowing account of her son's progress. Then we can say newspaper account. They just published the newspaper account of the trial. Then another word we can use before account is give account. Can you give us an account of what happened? Then we can also say in and then an article. It can be an or the and then account. Dr. Richard describes this very well in his account of the events. Yeah, you can also use pronouns. Well, our next word is by all accounts. I have never been there, but it's a lovely place by all accounts. Then by somebody's own accounts. Like, as example, by his own account, he had an unhappy childhood. Then we can say, hold account. You should go and see the manager of the bank where your account is held. Yeah, hold is a verb and you can also use before account or after account. Then, our next word, it's a phrase, credit something to somebody's account. Like, the money will be credited to your account tomorrow. And then overdraw account. Like your account is overdrawn. Then we can also say account act. He opened an account at a bank in Germany. The next word is account with. He opened an account with Barclays Bank. And then we got another phrase, which is accounts be in order. Like, the accounts are all in order. Then, expense account. The waiter is taking clients for expense account launches. And then, change something to account. Like, change this to my account, please. And then, for our last word for today, which is accounts on, and we can say it as ring for a cab on account. Yeah, you can say on account and as well as accounts on. It depends all in the sentence. Well, I guess this podcast helps you guys to like specify what kind of accounts are you using, like what kind of words you can use before or after the word account. And yeah, I guess that's all for our today's podcast. Hope you all are jolly and shine by the grace of Almighty, and I'll see you guys in another podcast. Till then, stay safe. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks for listening to Tassal Podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tassalbangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 0162 00 00994.